right now on VFN TV. 2020 is filled with a double portion anointing. Got prophetic words being loosed by myself and Hank Kuderman talking about God, your weight is over, the pressure is over, that the things have come full cycle. You're going to be so encouraged with today's program. If you've been waiting for a breakthrough, you'll find out right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. Your host, Greg Lancaster.
2020. Here we are. It's 2020. I mean, you think about in the past, we would think, man, that's forever. You know, this is never going to get here. Well, guess what? We are here in the year 2020, and it's going to be, it's the beginning of a decade of difference. That's right. We're going to be filled with this whole month of January. We're going to be talking about, you know, the prophetic releases that are taking place, you know, in the nation and in the world. We're going to be loosening right here on VFN TV. And it's going to be so encouraging. God is beginning to do some amazing things. But I want to start with a word from Hank Kuderman. Hank Kuderman speaks prophetically, and he's talking about not only is 2020, we have a specific words for 2020, but 2020 is the beginning of a decade of difference. Let's join Hank Kuderman.
As I was on the plane, the Spirit of God began to say to me, he said, this shall be a year of double. And I said, Lord, why is it a year of double? He said, because, he said, look at 2020. I want to show you. He said, again, this is not a coincidence. Notice it's 20, and then you have the same, 20, 20, 20. How many of you see double? 20, 20. Because God is saying this is a unique year, but it's a unique decade that we're getting ready to enter into. Look at Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. This is the scripture that the Lord is trying to reveal. Again, what's our opening text? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you'll have success, or you'll prosper. Why am I saying this? Because God is trying to tell us. How many of you in this room, those of you that are watching, you've experienced in just the last decade, 2010 to 2020, that there's been intense warfare. Maybe some of you have been shamed. It's been hard. Maybe you've been harassed, made fun of, treated wrongly, falsely accused, finger pointed at, and it's been a rough going. How many of you, you could say that's you? If you can, raise your hand, those of you that are watching. Now, I've got good news for you, because God is saying all of these signs that are happening in the earth is to point something uniquely that God is wanting to do, not only in the earth, but he's wanting to do for his people.
So it's a year of double. When you think about, you know, 2020, a year of double, and it's the beginning of a decade that's going to make a difference. It's almost like the Lord is saying, now is the time. Things are going to begin to unfold. As a matter of fact, some of you that have been suffering in regards to maybe shame or in regards to just persecution, as he's just talking about, guess what? God is going to deal with that, and you're going to receive double for the shame. You think about it, the Word of God says that if somebody steals from you, somebody takes from you, things they have to repay back double, sometimes seven times, but double for what they've done. Listen up.
And this is what 2020 represents. Now, this is interesting. Look at Isaiah 61:7. For your shame, you shall receive double. How many of you have had some shame? One translation, in fact, if they can show it in the Message translation, notice what this says. The Message translation says it a little bit, I think, greater in the sense of this. It says in the Message translation, because the Amplified version we're looking at, that says, for your former shame, you shall receive a two-cup recompense. But look at what the Message Bible, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 7 and 8. It literally says, for your trouble, you're going to receive double. Okay, because you got a double dose of trouble. Anybody got a double dose of trouble? And more than your share of contempt. How many have ever felt, God, I can't take it anymore? Your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and your joy forever.
Think about that. So often when we're under attack, we're going through times of difficulty, you know, sometimes you can feel left alone. You can feel like, you know, has God forgotten me? This thing is repeating over and over and over again. God, are you even here? And there's always a season. There's actually a shelf life to things that happen. You're going through times of testing, times of pressure, you know, and it seems like, you know, that, you know, God, are you ever going to answer? And all of a sudden, God begins to answer. It's just suddenlies that begin to take place in our life. I want to encourage you that, you know, 2020 is a year of suddenlies. But it's also important to remember in Chronicles 20:20, when Jehoshaphat's talking, he says specifically that if you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe the prophets of God, you'll succeed. These words are from the Lord, but it's important for us to believe God and believe the word. Just claim that word and say, yeah, that's my word. I'm ready to get back double for my trouble. Some of you, I'm telling you, you've been through so much stuff. You've been through betrayal. You know, people that you thought that loved you, loved God, and they were going to be in your business, in your ministry, or your family, maybe as a family member, but all of a sudden they just kind of just left and did their own thing. Maybe the business situation, the same thing with your church or with your ministry. You're thinking, God, what's going on? But guess what? God saw it. God sees it. And he said, he's going to give you back double for what's taken from you. I'd believe it if I was you. I would definitely believe it. And think about this, that the glory of God's going to be revealed. It's going to be a decade. 2020 begins a decade of difference where God's glory is coming. And this thing about God's glory, by the way, this is nothing like God's presence. It's nothing like God's glory. But it's a twofold sword to it. Because when God shows up and manifests his presence, his very presence deals with things that's not right. And so one thing to do is that, you, God, I want to make my life right before you. I want to be right. I want to be right in my heart. I want to be able to walk in repentance before you, Father God, and hold no unforgiveness for others. But understand this, that when his glory shows up, that, you know, people who love God and going after him, they just love it. They're swimming it. But people that are against God, that are against God's people, that are, you know, doing, you know, bad things, you know, the enemies of God, that all of a sudden his presence, his very glory holds them accountable. When God shows up, everything gets in order. As a matter of fact, let's go listen. This is a decade of difference. God's glory is coming, and God's glory is going to be a blessing to his people, but to the enemies of God, it's going to hold them accountable. Let's go.
He's going to favor his church, and there's coming something that's going to be uniquely different for you. Are you here? That's going to get the attention of those in the earth. You know, we've been crying out for the glory of God. But we don't realize that when the glory of God comes, it is a blessing for those who walk with God. Because when Matthew 17 happened and the glory of God came upon Jesus, how many know his raiment began to change? His body began to change. When glory comes, things begin to change. And when glory comes, it's Exodus 14. It's a blessing depending upon which side of the glory you're on. If you're on the side of God and you're his people, And you're called by his name and you've received him, you're going to walk in 2020 with the blessing, and you're going to walk in the decade of difference. And you're going to have a distinct difference that people are going to look at you and they're going to see it. Okay? Because God did it for Israel. We're going to see that in just a moment. If he did it for Israel, again, we saw in our threefold cord, what has been will be again. God seeks to pass by what already has happened. He makes it happen again. He's going to bring that kind of favor. And so we're going to see this glory come. And if you're on the side of God, it's going to be a blessing. But if you're not on the side of God, it's going to bring kings and rulers of nations, like God did with Pharaoh, to a place of extreme accountability and a confrontation with the wonder of God.
This is so powerful. You know, the Lord told me very specifically that the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. That once His gavel of judgment comes down on the evildoer, it's going to release a great provision. Literally, the Lord showed me in this courtroom, it was in God's courtroom, and the evildoer is being, you know, handled by the judge, and nobody believed that justice was going to come. And it's kind of like where we are now. A lot of people think that this unjust situation has been going on for so long. God, when is this thing going to pan out? Well, all of a sudden, you know, and the attorney turns around and talks to me in God's courtroom and says, listen, you know, this is going to happen. You know, the seed of evil is coming down, the seed of righteous is going to rise. And nobody said anything. They didn't go like, yeah, right, what's going to happen? Nothing. It's like, just zero expression, because it gets to a point where you go so long without seeing something take place, you can almost lose heart about it. But understand this, hope deferred makes a heart sick. But it happened anyway. God showed me that all of a sudden when the judge, bam, hit that gavel down, all of a sudden rain began to come in the courtroom. Gold rain, not gold nuggets, not gold dust, but gold like shavings. And it was so thick you could barely see anybody. And the attorney turns around and looks at me and he says, I told you it was coming, you know? And it's like, whoa, it happened. You know, God is a good God and God wants to bless us and God has things in store, and nothing you've done for the Lord is in vain. He's not unjust. He will not forget the help you've shown his people and the love you've shown him as you help his people and you continue to help them. Understand that God's just doing something. You're looking like this is that moment where God begins to shift things around. He sees what's taking place and his glory is all of a sudden going to hold folks accountable. Now, we had on a program talking about how this angel is going to show up at the legislature aspect of Washington and is going to declare, we will have a revival, we will have a great awakening. And in that, they're being held accountable. And some people in our lawmakers, you know, some of them refused to stand up when the angel came into the room, and some other ones did stand up, and the angel began to decree and declare that, you know, revival's coming, the great awakening's coming, that the nation's turning back to God. And then some of the ones who refused to get up, and you notice these lawmakers that you see now, they actually fell to the ground and said, you know, forgive us, because so many people are thinking God doesn't exist. Or they reshape God in their own mind, and all of a sudden now they're worshiping some other God. It's not true God, because they would know he exists. And then they start living their life based on their wrong perceptions of God, and next thing you know, they're far away from God. And they talk about God all day long, but they don't even know God. Their lips profess him, but their hearts are far from them. But they don't even know that. They're deceived. And so when God shows up, his glory shows up, all of a sudden you know it. And so God is just about to just shift everything because he can, because he's good, because he's got some amazing plans taking place. The great harvest, over a billion souls coming into the kingdom of God. It's going to be so exciting, this end time harvest. And you want to get ready for that. God's just shifting things. And I think about this, that, you know, talking about the trouble that you've been through. Maybe you've been in a lot of trouble and you've been, you know, going through times of warfare and depression. And there's been like, you know, you think about Job. Here's Job. He honored God. He was a man of integrity, you know. But all of a sudden, you know, the enemy wanted to come in and to test Job. And he said, he only serves you because his job's right. He only serves you because his family's right. He only serves you because you're protecting him. And God says, well, you know, that's not true. So he removes his hedge of protection, and all of a sudden, all these losses start taking place. And maybe you've lost a lot of things. You know, I've been watching things take place where it's like, you know, everything was going good one day. All of a sudden, he just gets news that says, your business is destroyed. Your business is gone. Then his kids were gone, and all of a sudden, they got destroyed in a windstorm. And it's like, he's losing everything but his wife. And he's got boils all over his skin. He's suffering in his flesh. You know, and he remained faithful to God. He and God had a conversation about things that were going on, and God helped him understand that. And he prayed for his enemies, his friends. He blessed them. And all this stuff's going on. He's got boils all over his skin. And so many people, when that kind of pressure gets on, because there's people, I mean, even his own wife went in to tell him, because everything was so miserable. She lost her kids too, obviously. She lost the business along with them, you know. She saw her husband suffering, but he's going, listen, I love God. I'm still going to serve God. And so she comes in and tells him, listen, just curse God and die. I mean, the ultimate thing was, what was keeping Job alive was God and his faith in God. And he refused, obviously, to follow that. And so many people are tempted because the enemy's saying so many things. I mean, you're on fire and people are walking up and throwing matches on you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a time of testing. Listen, we're going to join right back in this prophetic, amazing word. But be sure to comment below. We love hearing your thoughts. We love hearing and praying for you and hearing what God's saying to you. And we'll see you after the break.
We'll be right back.
How often do you read the Bible? And when you do, for how long at a time?
When teenagers were asked that question in the Barna Group 2016 Teen State of the Bible Research, 7 out of 10 said they not only own a Bible, but 1 in 4 said they read the Bible at least once a week. and the majority said it was for more than 15 minutes at each sitting.
Not surprisingly, with the growth of digital technology and use of mobile devices, teens are increasingly reading the Bible digitally, with nearly 50% engaging with the Bible on a smartphone.
David Kinneman, president of Barna Group, said about the study, "The Bible remains a highly regarded and well-read text among the vast majority of American teens."
Teenagers in a digital age, engaging more than ever with the Bible.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
There are almost 7 billion people who are living on planet Earth right now. And I wish every one of them could read through the Bible before they ended their time on Earth. It's where we find truth. It's what God says about himself. Because everyone has an opinion about what is right and what is wrong, but ultimately, it doesn't matter what you think. We all think differently. Every culture has a thought of what is right and what is wrong, and there's a majority in every culture that buys into a certain belief system. And yet what Scripture says is, you know, the grass is going to wither, the flower is going to fade, but the Word of God, the Word of our God will stand forever. At the end, we're not going to be judged by the majority. We're going to be judged by God Himself. We need to get people alone with this book, reading it for themselves, understanding it for themselves, because when this is all over, it's going to be about God's Word. And His authority is the only authority.
Everybody yes. will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now. Learning how to abide with God is so important because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the King. Since his kingdom's manifesting,
right.
it's be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth is about to happen. You want to know the King.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Guess what? God, this whole where you're waiting for God to deliver you, when he's waiting, he said, God, when is this fight? When is this storm? When is this oppression? When is this all going to be over? Well, the wait is over, and God's suddenlies are about to take place. Let's go listen to his words. Awesome word.
When you think of 2020, think about the trouble that you have had that the enemy has tried to throw at you. Think about the warfare that you've been in, the lack, the delay, the frustration. Come on, the depression. You want to throw your arms up, say, God, is it going to get any better? And the Lord is saying, look, I did it for Job. Notice what it says in Job 42, verse 12. Notice what Job got. Now remember, he had 7,000 sheep, but notice in verse 12, it's doubled, 14,000 sheep. He had 3,000 camels, now he's got 6,000 camels. He had 500 oxen, now he's got 1,000 yoke of oxen. How many know there was a doubling that came? He got double for his shame when his friends would point the finger at him, when his friends would falsely accuse, when his friends, you know, were harsh with Job. How many have ever had that where, you know, you've been in a cycle or a season where it's just been harsh? Okay. You're going through a trial and people have misjudged you or falsely judged you, or you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're pointing the finger at you. Job had his friends that did this, but why did Job receive double? Look at verse 10. Let's go up just a couple verses from Job 42, 12, and let's look at verse 10. And this is an important principle if we want the blessing of God. And those of you that are watching in this new year that we're coming into in 2020 or in the decade of difference, you cannot hold aught in your heart. It's important that you cannot have unforgiveness in your heart. Remember, we did a series on put away the pointing of the finger. There's an accuser on the loose. Well, we don't want to get caught up in that same kind of spirit that is running rapid through our culture. Hatred, division, prejudice, strife, come on, anger, arguing, fighting. Notice what he did. And the Lord turned. Notice everything began to change, and everything will begin to change for us as we get ready to enter into the new year. We need to really examine our hearts and pray on a regular basis. Is there anyone, God, that I need to pray for? Is there anyone that's been despitefully using me that I need to forgive? And if so, release them. Because when the Lord turned the captivity of Job, it was when he prayed for his friends. Come on, when's the last time you prayed for your enemy? When was the last time you prayed for something you didn't like? Amen? And God gave him twice as much as he had before. How many are ready for that kind of blessing? And so when you look at the number 20, I want you to see something. When you look at the number 20, it is 20. It's a circle. And the reason it's 20 with the circle is because it's to indicate when you see a zero, it means it's a completed cycle. Something has been completed. Something is over. And the Lord said, mark this down. Those of you that are watching and those of you in this room, mark this down. 2020 shall be the beginning that the wait, W-A-I-T, is over. And it's not just that weight that's over, but how many of you have been under some weight? W-E-I-G-H-T, man. Things have been heavy. Things have been tough. There's been lack in your home. Come on, you can't find work. You can't find a job. And God's saying, look at the zero in 20. The two represents double. The zero represents a completed cycle. Your trial, your waiting, your harassment is over. How many believe that? And not just once, but double. And he's a God that does exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. I think we not just settle for double, but you know that's minimal. We need to say, God, you do more than double. But you're going to at least do double for my trouble. And so when we look at this, we have to see that 20, look at John chapter 5. As we look at the man who was at the pool of Bethesda, we see that he experienced what I'm talking about. Wait, W-A-I-T, and wait, W-E-I-G-H-T. I mean, come on, every day they put this man there. He had to keep waiting and waiting and waiting as an impotent man. He couldn't walk. He was not able to get to the water when the waters were stirred. Can you imagine the frustration, the weight that was on him, but the wait, timing? It must have been hard. So Jesus comes, and a certain man was there, with an infirmity, 38 years he struggled. Come on, how long have you been believing God? 38 years, W-A-I-T, the wait is about to be over with him. And notice what happened. Come on. Jesus saw him there and knew that he'd been in there a long time. Come on, that's not only W-A-I-T, but it's wait. W-E-I-G-H-T, man, he had to carry this thing around. And Jesus said, will you be made whole? And we know what happened in verse 9. He gets healed. And notice it didn't take months, it didn't take weeks, it didn't take hours. Immediately this man was healed. Because the wait, W-A-I-T / W-I-G-H-T, was over. Why am I saying this to you? 2 Chronicles 20:20, the beginning of our text. Believe the Lord. And you shall have it. In other words, you will be established. It will be so. Believe the Lord's vessels and you will be successful. And I'm here to tell you, 2020, the two is double. The zero is the cycle of trial is over. The wait is over. The wait is over. And notice it was suddenly. Suddenly, how many are ready for suddenly?
Suddenly, think about the wait is over. This is so important because the heavyweights and the actual time of waiting is over. You know, 2 Chronicles 20:20, what we talked about, you know, how you succeed, how you actually are established, is that God speaks. He says he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first. It's important for you. And it is difficult. I know it's difficult when you've gone through long seasons of thinking like the guy on the side of the pool of Bethesda, when God shows up, Jesus shows up and says, you know, do you want to be healed? And he's like, yeah, I've been here 38 years. I've been showing up and people are always getting ahead of me. This person gets blessed, this person gets blessed, but I don't get blessed. I can understand moving outside of that. But Jesus said specifically, do you want to get healed? And the thing is do you want to this weight lifted off of you? Are you ready for the oppression and the depression? Are you ready for to stand up and believe God despite all these things have been taking place? This is the year of suddenlies. This is the time to tell the weight is over, and it's time for the weight of the glory of God. It's time to get excited. This is going to be a very exciting year. 2020 has begun. This, as a matter of fact, this whole month, we're going to be loosing. Make sure you join us every single program because we're going to have so many encouraging prophetic words, things that the Lord is saying. He reveals his strategies. I believe business ideas are coming. I believe ministry breakthroughs are coming. I believe family breakthroughs are coming. But one specific thing that had to happen for Job to get this blessing, you had to not have anything in your heart against the people who've offended you, who abandoned you, who betrayed you, who hurt you, who maybe took your business or took your ministry or took your family. I mean, bad things did happen, but we have to actually trust God with that, and we have to actually forgive those folks. Just forgive them. You know, they owe you nothing. Jesus says specifically, that, by the way, if you don't forgive them, he won't forgive you. So that should be a motivation enough to be able to say, you know, I want forgiveness in my life. And he says also, the Word of God says that whatever level of mercy that you give others that you yourself will get. So like, I want mercy in my life. And so mercy is not giving people what they deserve. Forgiveness is just letting people go. And when Job forgave his friends, when he prayed for his friends, then all of a sudden he got this big blessing that came, you know, some twice as much that he lost. So I want to speak over you that this is a double portion year for you. This is a double portion decade, we're going to be talking about the reveal of God's glory. Make sure you catch us on our next program. We've got so many things. We're coming to the end of this program, but we're talking about the glory, the great reveal of God is coming, the economy, so much more. But listen, I want to pray with you right now before we go. And make sure you go to our VFNKB community and join us. You see the details right there. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. I speak now this impartation of this word and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, that the wait is over. I just speak expectation over them in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Go to our VFNKB community and join it where we can talk back and forth. You see, it's VFNKBcommunity.com. But don't forget how easy it is. It's so simple. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And dear God, dear God, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.